In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Nobody panic time.
Hello and welcome to the show.
I'm Stevie.
I'm Tessa.
We're doing karaoke.
I'm already so hot. I'm so
sexy.
Stressed.
Oh.
No, okay. I'm also a sexy, sexy girl.
Sexy girl. Oh, so this is one that Tessa, this is a topic suggestion, episode topic suggestion.
I wrote it.
Tessa wrote in to herself, and I thought, yes, please, because I've only done karaoke twice, and I want to be better at it, because it feels, when you get that intersection, and I don't know what where it is or what happens, you feel alive, and you are like, oh, I've done a night out better than anyone else. Like, you've really had an experience.
It's the ultimate high risk, high yield.
It really is.
I've been thinking about this for some time now. I actually have done one karaoke, but I have of late I've been forced to be near the karaoke.
You've watched it.
I've watched the karaoke a weirdly high number of times.
Okay.
And I become so physically stressed.
Yes.
At the idea that someone will just be like, it's you now.
Oh yeah, like they just the microphone, yeah. And there's like a duet that's like in the shallows, that like
what's that?
Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Oh, I actually haven't seen
her. Now.
And watch as I dive in. Like, oh my God, that woman on the tube. Do you mean that lovely woman on the tube? Or is that actually what happens in the film?
I don't know. She's not on the tube. She's on stage.
Okay.
She might be sat on
the I haven't seen. Sorry. There was a viral woman on the tube.
Right.
Where a guy was going up singing the first half of a song to people. And then they were. No, and then right. She happens. Not only does she look absolutely adorable, but she
has an amazing voice.
And right. Without even blinking, just like. Does it.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. But I, as long-time listeners will know, am the worst singer in the world.
That's not true. You just can't sing. You're not the worst singer in the world.
Okay, but I can't.
You've got quite an adorable way of not singing.
If I just sang a song that you didn't know, I don't think you would hate the experience.
No, but I would be like, this might be a song I know.
Right, yeah, that's my point. That's it's only difference. When I'm just singing, people are like, I don't hate whatever you're doing there. If I then say that was Lady Gaga, I was like, I beg your pardon.
That's what happens. You go like it's like the Katy Perry Teenage Dreams one in that song, and you were like, oh, I love that song. You know the Heed My Hold Nature. Like and then 2 years later, we were like, did you mean Katy Perry Teenage
obsessed
Dreams?
Obsessed with trying to explain to Stevie this song I'd heard that she's doing a very good impression of, it goes Heed My Hold and the Hoonday and a teenage dream tonight.
It was really like ah at the end.
But I don't think I would say teenage dreams. I was saying hold my jeans.
Yeah. Heed my hoe and gonna hold my jeans tonight. And you're like, honestly, I think it was.
We're all together and you sing it in a meeting.
We were.
And I lost my mind.
Yes.
And we'd gone to quite a sensible meeting, I think at the BBC.
Yes.
And somebody had been like, oh, and then as a joke, someone was like, oh, and then we'll obviously have a really sensible intro song, and then someone was like, yeah, okay, you know, and then someone just sang the lyric, and the conversation,
your face,
I was like shaking,
was so funny,
and I was grabbing you both, and I was like, heed my
whole teenage
and this like really sensible man from the BBC was like, sorry, what's going on,
as we became
hysterical. We did not get the job.
they're nice, but they're unstable.
Oh my god, yeah. So that's the thing, I cannot translate a noise out of my head into the world.
Yes.
I cannot sing a song that people recognise.
No. I think that is why this is going to be similar to, like, do you remember when we did that episode about swallowing a pill and you were like, I can't swallow it? You were trying so hard to, like, be good at it. And it's like, just allow yourself to not be good at it.
Allow yourself to not
and
be good.
And I have this thing that the two karaoke things that I've done was one with musical theatre people and one with comedians and who can't sing.
Mm.
And it's no one really wants someone to get up who can sing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is the big, this is the
big,
stuff. This
and
this
big
is,
secret.
Don't worry.
I'm not worried.
Okay.
Because I feel like you've reached that because you seem to have made peace.
I know. This is not going to be hold your nose and reach high C and then you'll be able to sing Adele. Like,
okay.
This is to say, for those of you like me who are like, I'm dripping in sweat at even the thought of karaoke, I've got some ideas to get us through.
Let's put a pin in it.
Yeah, let's put a pin in it.
And do our adult things, the most adult things we've done this week, and then return to it in 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Mine is quite bold. It's this, baby.
Yeah.
Can you see it? You can't not see it.
Yeah, I can see it now, yeah. See it on
so I have this very, had past tense, this lump on my nose, totally benign, not doing anything, but it just kept getting bigger. And,
did it?
It sometimes would get smaller and then it would get bigger.
What?
Yes. It would.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I know. And then I was always like, I don't mind it. But then increasingly
I
was like,
I've never really noticed it until you got it removed.
Mm. So, but some people, and I also have this mole above my eye, and some people are like, oh, I've never really seen that before. And some people are like, it's the first and only thing I've ever looked at on your face.
I'm sorry. Who has said that?
Just some people, truly, some people just are more aware of like things.
Right, yeah.
And they're like, oh yeah, that you've got the thing on your face. Anyway, I've got this lump on my nose. Didn't bother me. I actually thought it was quite charming. It has got, so it was getting large and it did not appear to be stopping.
Wow, okay, yeah, no.
and then of late, it became the sort of only thing I would see in the mirror. And then someone sent me a photo of me with their baby. The baby is exquisite. It looks like a Cabbage Patch doll. The lighting is gorgeous. I'm hugging this baby. The only thing I could see was this lump on my nose.
Right.
And I was like, right, let's, yeah, come on.
Life is too short.
Life's too short. So I went to the dermatologist to be like, what do you think this is? And they were like, benign lump. And the guy was literally like,
great.
Great. And I was like,
okay. Didn't need to speak to you for that.
Lucky I paid to come and see you. And then the guy was like, should we take it off? And I was like, yes. When should we do that? When I got my little diary out, to be like, okay, when? And he was like, now? I was like, now?
Wow.
Now? And he was like, yeah. And then he just like put this little cream on my nose, injected me, didn't care for that. And then, shwoof,
yeah,
shwoof, that is the noise of it coming off. It was so fast. And he had been stroking me very gently with a little cloth on my nose.
Okay.
So then when he said, I just thought he was continuing to, I think he was sterilizing the area. I don't know what he was doing. But I truly thought he was just doing more cloth work.
Mm.
And then I was like, honestly, he said, that's done. And I laughed in his face. And I was like, don't, you haven't got it off with that cloth. Come on, mate. I've paid good money here. Don't just say it's gone.
I'm not an idiot.
And he was like, okay, madam, please leave. Anyway, and it was so quick and it's gone. And it felt really like, just the being like, oh, I'm taking control here. I haven't even told anyone I'm doing this. And I'm just going to do it. I'm doing it. If you have something that you've been thinking
about.
If you have a benign growing lump on your nose that you've been like, oh yeah, maybe I will just get rid of it. Being like, oh, that's an option.
Yeah.
Anyway, it just felt really like, wow, look at me go.
Well, Tessa's not saying she's now just got a BBL. She's got an absolutely ginormous ass now. Fake
What's
ass.
What's a BBL?
Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, sorry.
I'm saying you've gone from one to the next.
All the benign lump in my nose.
Just gone they right
took
to the butt.
They took the fat out of that and put it in my butt. My butt is enormous.
It looks really good.
Thank you.
It looks great. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your support. Yeah, it's got a scab and it will eventually drop off. It's going to go black, which I'm quite excited about.
Is it?
Mm. Thrilling.
Christ.
Christ.
Or Antichrist is what it sounds like. My one is that I've got my teeth whitened. But what's disappointing about it is like when you fake tan, if you've ever fake tanned in your life, and you do it, and then the first time you do it, you're like, holy crap, wow. And then you're like, you kind of lose perspective of what your actual skin is. And then you keep going fake tanning and you need more and more and more. And then in pictures,
heroin.
You're like, yeah, and then it's heroin. I'll do it. It's a bit of a pain. And I actually, it's much more fine when I just don't, because I just don't have to think about it. The whitening was the same. It was like the first time I did it, because it's like a gradual one over however long you want, really. And you just do it to the shade that you want it to. And the first time I woke up the next day, I was like, holy shit. And then after there was just no other difference.
You're always chasing the dragon.
Chasing the dragon. And now I'm like obsessed with my teeth. And I never even thought about whitening my teeth. It's just that I went with the Invisalign that I did. I got free whitening. So I was like, all right, yeah, I'll take that. Fine. And now it's become sort of this thing. I was like, I've had to stop because I was too obsessed with it.
It's tough, isn't it? It's very tough to reach. And listen, we brought two very similar things to the table, yes. Which is like something you're like, oh yeah, I think it's quite humorous, my big lump. And then being like, I can't look away. Well, I actually can't see because the lump is obscuring my vision. but you suddenly are like, this is a thing I become obsessive about. Whereas I don't, and I think the only takeaway is like, obviously do you, you've got one life, do whatever you wish to do with it.
One life, one lump.
One life. One life, one lump. So like, we're not here to tell you to do whatever you want to do to yourself. Yes. But nobody else is thinking about it as much as you know, like nobody is not registering on anyone else's radar.
And you have to maintain a level of self-awareness to not just go, I mean, of course you can go off the deep end and just because of the one lump, then you're just absolutely flying.
Quit while you're ahead for God's sake.
Give yourself a breather before you then decide to, we've got, one has one's whole life to do those things if one wants to. And if you start too early, then it's just expensive and a lot of time and effort. The more you try and improve something, the more you focus on it. Whereas you want to try and be as neutral as possible at all times. But that's very hard, and that's a very complicated thing.
So it's just that you've quit the whitening.
I've got clean, yeah. I've stopped the whitening. Also, I accidentally swallowed a bit of it. And,
God.
And that really freaked me out. I was like, it's going in my mouth, but you're not meant to put it in your proper mouth. Your inner mouth is what I like to call my throat.
Of course. I understand.
And so then it was like, well, between those two things, and it also it was like, I was like, oh, this is not working. And my boyfriend was like, your teeth are, you couldn't, I mean, they've faded now, but he was like, you could not get them anywhere. You look like Ross from Friends. I was like, okay, yeah, I will pull back.
Pull back.
And just go back to being teeth that I didn't think about.
Well done.
You know.
Well done you.
Thank you.
That's some snaps for you.
Thank you. You'll see me next time and I'll be like, hello! And I'll be like, oh, she's back on the sauce. I'll be throwing up and then you'll know. Okay, let's get back straight into karaoke.
Let's straight back into the party. Let's get back in, baby.
Okay.
Okay, so these are some karaoke things that began me on this cycle.
Okay.
Because I think there is karaoke in the booth and there is karaoke to the strangers.
Oh my God, I've never considered the option with strangers.
So
that's not karaoke, that's a performance.
Yeah,
that's putting on a little show.
Yeah, so
I'm never doing that.
Okay so actually there's threefold. One is what we might call the Great Northwest. The American and the Canadian model, a karaoke bar would be, my Canadian friends were very surprised by not only the booth model but the rowdiness.
So they quietly do perform to a group of people.
Sometimes there is karaoke in a bar might be considered, you politely put your name in the hat, mm-hmm. you politely go up and you politely listen to somebody's performance, almost like an open mic night.
Yes, that does feel like just some musical entertainment.
Musical entertainment. Evening. But that is specifically, you know, that is happening in the small
mountains. They do that, don't
yeah,
they?
So yeah, that's more of an American Canadian, which you're going to simply ignore.
Gloss over. That's not a thing.
I'm sorry for our international listeners, but that's not what we're discussing.
Yeah.
And then here you've got your karaoke booth. Someone's like, we've rented a booth, we're doing karaoke.
Yeah.
And there's going to be crossover. And then in recent months, I have been to a friend's party that was in a karaoke bar, mm-hmm. hosted by a drag queen. This group of friends were there, but there were also other people in the bar. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're there with your friends, but there's also other groups of friends. There's mm-hmm. a Hindu, there's, you know, everybody's right. performing. So it's very much, we're performing for the strangers. I've also been to a wedding in which there was a band, but then it became live band and karaoke.
Mm.
I've been to a destination wedding in which the night before the wedding, or the 2 days before, there was a group trip to a karaoke bar. And then the fourth one is that in Edinburgh, on a Wednesday night down the Flick, which was a club venue. They built a club in a car park. Oh, fantastic. And every Wednesday night from like 2 till 5 a.m. was karaoke. At the wedding one, the wedding party was the karaoke. I became convinced that I should go up. That will happen. And I do Dolly Parton's 9 to 5. And I put my name in the hat. And then I became immobile. I couldn't even speak.
Couldn't enjoy the rest of the evening.
Because what if they call me? What if they call me now? And then I got myself so drunk and ready that they didn't call me. And then I had to be escorted home. And they're like, this is the final song. And I was like, what? And then it should be me. And they were like, it should be the bride and groom. So I've been thinking a lot. Because if you are like me and they're like, people are not enjoying the noise we're making. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, what should we have in the back pocket? And how can we enjoy the karaoke more so we aren't freaking out about like, oh my God, what should I choose? Yes. I think just having your karaoke song so ready important. Is, I think, a very important thing for everyone.
And also, if I may,
please,
as somebody that I think I can hold a tune, but I don't appreciate when we're having karaoke, when someone comes up and just suddenly starts singing amazingly. Mm. I'm like, boo, boring.
Exactly.
Like, it's time for fun
it's
now.
It's time for fun.
It's time for scream singing. Mm. Or like, so always picking a song that is, for example, I don't know, Elephant Love Medley from Moulin Rouge, Get a Friend Up, You're Ewan McGregor Then, Nicole Kidman, I Was Made for Love and You, but like all of that
great.
Fun stuff. Or Shallows, but even better if it's like a couple and neither of them can sing. Really, so much more fun.
Yeah.
Having a go at that big, oh, but when you can't sing is so fun. Or screamy emo from the 2000s. So like Papa Roach, Cut My Life Into Pieces, This Is My Last Resort. Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, very fun. Like songs that everyone goes, oh yeah, or Offspring. Songs that goes like, oh yeah. But you don't have to sing, you just have to shout.
Yes. This is fantastic.
Really fun.
This is really good. You're light years ahead of me.
Because you don't want to go. My thought process is that also I don't want to. So the karaoke I went was Booth, but like it was like a spontaneous karaoke. So I went to a gig, saw my friend do a gig, and then afterwards we were having drinks. We're like, there's like a place next door that does Korean food and karaoke.
Perfect.
We're like, we're there. I knew half the people, didn't know the other half, so I was a bit nervous and not really very drunk, as drunk as everybody else, And also, I don't want to do like a song and then do like a bit. I don't really want to perform in a funny way because I don't want to perform when I'm out. I want to just like talk. I find that very stressful. How much comedy do you do? Like, ugh. So if you pick a fun song, then you don't have to think about like, oh, I'm doing this song, but I'm doing it in a funny way. You just do the song and it's fun. So like Disney songs or things like that. If the song itself is like a, oh my God, Limp Bizkit Rolling, you can't
yes.
fail to perform that song
yes.
in anything other than a fun way.
This is really good stuff.
Okay.
This is really, really powerful.
Oh my God, okay, thank you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I would say that the category that I would call, I'm not enjoying this. Mm-hmm. I'm not enjoying your performance.
Yes.
okay, number one, and girl with incredible pipes. Fine. I'm enjoying it.
And God bless you.
You're
making everyone else feel like shit. Yeah. And also like, come on.
So if you are in the fantastic pipes section, give to the people.
Do a duet with someone who isn't and just have some fun.
Oh, that's a nice idea. Yeah. That's a nice idea. But I was actually going to say, just like choose a song that we can all be
sing
part of
to.
A bit
like
more.
Like YMCA.
Yeah. Or just like, but like, obviously I don't dislike that performance, no. But like, you know. So this is what I'm saying. Don't worry if you're in the bad camp, because no one even likes the good people.
Yeah.
But then next down, a boy who thinks he can sing,
yes.
doing quite a hard song, yes. and not hitting it.
Yes.
And there's a flicker in his eyes that he knows.
Yes, yes, the panic.
That to me is what I find truly hellish, is the flicker. Yes.
Someone performing a song and people are kind of chatting and they're like, no, listen to me, yeah. and my song. You're like, no, this is not a concert,
yeah.
you know? Or getting annoyed doing the Lord shh, which is, did you see the clip where Lord is singing Royals and everyone's singing along with her in the audience, she shushes them? So it's that of like, no, this is mine. Like,
yeah.
that's...
Shush now. Yeah. Yeah. No.
But the flicker of terror,
yeah.
and shh.
Then next down from the boy with the flicker of terror, three or more girls giggling too much.
They're not actually singing any words.
No.
They're just going...
And they're so they've had the flicker of terror and they've invested it hard into just being like, this is so cringe, and now we're just like laughing and we're bad at singing.
Yeah, but you've got to give it some go.
Or worse, that they're bad at singing. They think they might already be all right, but they've backed out of it. Anyway, so like, this is why I'm like, I don't want to see no giggling. I don't want to see no flickers of terror. I want to see showmanship. I want to see you bring in a song for the people, you know?
Well, I feel like that's quite conflicting, because we are saying that we don't like the good people who are doing it very well and bringing the show to the people, and yet we want people to bring the show to the people.
I want you to choose a song for the people, and then I want you to know that you are serving the people.
I would previously have said, I know this is a very Moulin Rouge-based suggestion for me, Lady Marmalade, the Pink Christina Aguilera and the other ones. I've forgotten, because I only ever want to be Pink or Christina Aguilera.
Shirley MacLaine.
Pink, Christina Aguilera, Shirley MacLaine, Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
That one.
The classic.
The issue is that everybody wants... So that actually happened. My dream scenario in karaoke occurred. So we'd gone in. Good friend Rose and Dan had immediately done Shallows. Rose has got some pipes on her, but in a fun way. Like, as in, she's really going for it. She might not hit it. She does hit it. Everyone's clapping. Dan can't sing, but he's going for it even harder than Rose is.
And
everyone's crying.
And that's the thing. And their eyes, they're in.
They're in.
There's no flicker of terror in
there's
the
no
eyes.
Flicker of terror.
They're not backing away from it. This is what I'm saying about the showmanship. It's like, you need to...
And also, I think a lot is brought by the people watching.
Of course, that's
so
on them.
So everyone watching is also singing. And it's crucial that no matter what happens, when there's any note that's sustained for longer than a second, you must applaud and go, woo! Like, that's very important to get everyone going and feeling like confident, and that they can just, like, you know, they're feeding off the crowd, you're feeding off them. A lot of fun. So then everyone's warmed up. Everyone's like, the bar's here. We've already seen someone who can't sing, someone who can sing. The bar is just go and absolutely have a go. Rose picks Lady Marmalade, gives me the microphone to be like, we're going to do a duet of Lady Marmalade. She gives it to me at the pink bit, which is my bit.
Yeah.
I'm too frightened, because I'm like, oh, but I don't know if I can. So I pass
no,
the mic on.
No, Stevie.
And this is the thing. It's the moment that the mic is given to you. And I think about it all the time. I could have just stood up and done Pink. And then Rose could see, like, oh, she'd pass over Pink. And I was thinking, oh, and then I got to do Christina Aguilera's bit with Camille.
Right.
Together. So it really felt like I passed up, realised I'd done wrong, and then could come back in. Choosing songs with lots of bits and lots of different people coming in and out is also very helpful.
For those of us who can't sing, it's actually a bit of a nightmare to be like, and now my bit, because I don't know where we are.
Where to start?
To me,
to
I
end.
Actually would rather be alone.
Okay.
Because I don't know what we're doing.
You don't want to sing with someone into the same microphone.
I wouldn't mind that.
Okay.
If we're both doing the same song.
But doing the same song. Okay, great.
But I don't want to be like, the duet to me is a panic station, because I'm like, do I have to pitch against the note that you've made?
Or am I harmonising?
Am I? That's
no
the thing.
No one's trying to harmonise.
I don't know what that is. You know, so I'm immediately on the back. I'm on the back foot with my partner, because I know I'm letting my partner down.
Oh God, no one's letting anyone down.
That's
but
the
I understand,
thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Well. Okay. And now I'm going to bring my karaoke story to the table, which is the destination wedding. having been freaking out in the corner for about 5 hours now, the best man comes and is like, let's do, I'm a cocktail waitress.
And I'm working as a waitress in a cocktail bar
when I met you.
We could do karaoke.
But we, it's actually boy and girl parts, right?
Yes.
This was the downfall. Okay, it begins. I'm lay on a bit of the top bit of the bar.
Right.
Why am I down there? Nobody knows. I'm then doing thing and I'm doing a little like leg bit thing that's getting the crowd rolling. People are loving it. Then it gets to my bit in the thing.
Yeah.
I basically pass out. Yeah. I start singing. There's an audible gasp. People, it's clear that I'm letting
you've,
my partner
you've
down.
Promised I'm too much
I've
with promised the leg
so
thing.
Much with the legs.
Because you lay down with your legs.
And
out.
I've been quiet all the time, whereas somebody's second cousin has been up 3 times.
Yeah.
With diminishing returns.
Yeah, of course.
We don't, and we can tell that she really thinks she can do it, you know?
Yes.
And now this girl's getting up, and also there's been like, do you know that one? She's a performer.
Oh, no.
Tessa's a comedian.
Oh, no. And you are on your back on the bar.
And I'm on my back on the bar, and people are loving that. And then yeah. I open my mouth.
No one's
a gasp. People have to look away.
Oh, no. Okay.
As what is my lines in this? When I met you, don't you want me? And this, don't you want me? That's not, people can't sing along to that.
No.
There's nothing here.
Yeah.
I'm not bringing anything. I realized I was midway. I was like, this is a terrible choice.
Yes,
this is a terrible choice.
Okay.
And I was like, and also the duet, I was like, I'm letting my partner down. We're not as symbiotic here.
But you would have preferred that entire experience just to you singing all of the words.
No, I would not, but I wish I'd made a better choice.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Very hard to tell though. What choice you could have made.
Okay, here's some suggestions.
Here we go.
Here's some things I've been thinking about that I've seen go down well from poor singers but good performers.
Okay.
Who have, and that's what I'm saying about like, let the crowd do the work.
Okay, wow.
The tension in the room. Okay, let's always remember the length of the song.
Length of the song.
Let's keep those short and sweet. Let's check for instrumentals. Let's know our work. Okay, and then exactly like you're saying, anything from the emo period.
Emo period's great. Disney, lot of fun.
Fantastic.
Classic Disney.
I hadn't even thought of that. Mm. In which case, then maybe perhaps I would go for, can you sing with all the colours of the wind?
You could do, yeah.
Yeah, and why not?
Why not?
Okay. Natalie Imbruglia's Torn.
Okay. Yeah, right.
I've seen it done.
Yeah.
Very poorly. Very well.
Great.
Because I want to be like, what's the crowd doing? You know?
They're singing along. They're singing, helping.
Oh my God, they're giving everywhere.
It's got to be a song that's singing along. It's that's what you mean by the crowd doing the work.
The Killers, all these things that I've done.
Oh, I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier.
I'm just stomping up here being Brendan Flowers. I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, and it's not lyrically challenging.
It's not lyrically challenging. It's not lyrically challenging. You know way more words than you think you do.
Eminem, Lose Yourself.
Exquisite.
Really fun. No singing, really.
Ideally,
just
and what I want you to do if you're thinking, I'm going to go for it. I want you to sit down right now and want you to learn those words.
Okay.
I want you to be ready.
Too much.
No, if you're going to go Eminem.
They give you the words.
No, I want to. That's the thing. Some of these, I need you to be off book.
I love that. This is one of our tips for like how to not, if you're feeling really like nervous about karaoke, know the words. And if you look at that lyric sheet, you're out.
You're out. Yes, I'm sorry. If you're in my category and we are bad, we got to be
your category of lying on the bar with your legs up in the air, not knowing where you are and everyone gasping when you open your mouth.
Yes, that group.
Yeah.
That group. I wish I'd been off book.
Yeah,
I wish I'd given to the crowd. I've got wishes.
Okay.
Okay, in the same vein, We Didn't Start the Fire.
That's fun. You don't have to be off
book.
No.
I'm not airing it.
I will say is there's something very fun about watching. It's not fun when someone picks a song where they don't know any of the words and it's pointless and you're like, okay, this is not a thing. There's something really fun when someone like that, where they don't know the words but they're like really trying, and then there's like a sense of jeopardy in the room, a sense of like togetherness, and they're like, are they gonna get it? And when they get a verse, it's like, yeah, they got it without stumbling.
And the children are familiar. This is what we're trying to create.
Yes.
This is it, you see?
Okay.
This, we're trying to create this giddy, because that's the thing, we want the crowd to be like, oh my God, I forgot this song, and I forgot how many words I know, you know?
Yes, yes.
Now, it might feel instinctive to go for something like a Sweet Caroline. And for me, Hell.
Hell. Also, as well, that's one of the ones that it's a bit obvious, it's a bit boring, and it does go on.
It goes on, and that's the thing, you think like, oh, everyone will know. And that is why what I'm saying to people about like food camp, let's find this sweet middle ground. They're like, Sweet Caroline, that's gone too far in the opposite direction.
It has.
You know, actually. That's too much actually. And equally like the Beatles, people are like, hey, Jude, be like, no, no,
you want
no,
cheese,
no.
You want Britney, cheese. You want like cheesy stuff.
Yeah. It's got to be
that people go, oh my God, this song.
Oh my God, this song.
Yeah.
Whereas no one's going, hey, Jude, the Beatles. Oh my God, this song, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's the Glastonbury one that Elbow do? And it's about a one day.
Throw those curtains wide.
One day like this and you will see me right.
No, 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 no.
What's that? Do we need two? Do we need two people's voices?
What will happen is, and
please
what I've seen
me.
Happen,
please.
Is that someone takes that and then the crowd run with the, hold me now.
Okay.
And I don't know what he's saying, but what's great, and that's also nice, is when part of karaoke is realising mid-song what they're saying. Oh, he's saying that. Like, it's quite fun.
Nice to check the lyrics, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice to be like, oh, he's not going, hold me down, hold me down.
It's lovely to be like, is that what we're saying?
Oh, this song's about drugs, is it? If I may, another
please.
Absolute banger, Kiss from a Rose, Seal.
Please,
really
please
good.
For the people.
Da, 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 da. Baby, I can compare you to a kiss from a rose on the grave. Ooh, the more. No.
And that actually, okay. That's one that you think, and this is what I'm saying about, like, you think that'll be a good one. But
yeah, maybe it's not.
But it's hard. It's too hard for
it's
us.
It's too hard.
There's a surprising number of songs that are, you think like, oh, yes, yeah, it's just a classic sing-along, but it's not. There's actually much more musically challenging.
Yes.
What they're doing there is making something that feels like it's for everyone, but it's actually very hard work.
It's actually very...
And that's the nightmare zone. When you get up, you think like, oh, this is a banger.
Yeah.
And you're like, this is such a harder song to sing than I first imagined.
Okay, so I won't be doing that.
Okay, I bring you, this is my suggestion, and next time I do, I'm going to try this one.
Yeah.
Celine Dion.
I knew you were going to say
Flashes
Celine.
Of Light.
Right, I don't actually know what that song is. And if you sing it to me, I'm not going to know
no,
what it is.
No, that's the thing, we can't do it. And there were flashes of light.
Wait, no, I do. Wait. Oh, it's quite emotional. It's
yeah.
Quite like, oh, let me just, okay.
Hang on. It's All Coming Back to Me Now.
Oh, it's all coming back to me. Yeah, that is good.
That's the thing. So this, in a totally different category.
Happy to sing that.
Yeah, because listen.
Okay.
So you've got, listen.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
That's hellish. Okay, so listen, you've got Brendan Flowers in the middle here.
It's Brandon, but that's okay.
My man. It's called my tribute act is called Brendan Flowers, okay?
Brendan Flower.
Brendan Flower. Brendan Self-Raising Flower is here in the middle.
Right.
Then you've got, at the top, Camille doing Whitney Houston.
I see. If you can't sing, go actually
way
wild.
Too, you know,
yeah.
Similarly, Colours of the Wind, really actually quite hard work. Just belt, you know, belt, stuff that's so impossible that you're like, yeah, that's nightmarish what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Don't touch Adele. Everyone's heard it too much.
Yes,
it's not for you. It's not for you.
Whereas Seal fits in between the
right,
two.
Right, in between.
Like, you could have a go at that.
Yeah.
And you're not failing
you're not,
enough for it to be fun.
Exactly right. That's the man who's got up and he thought he could do it and he realises he's wrong and it's a flick and that's the night. That's the karaoke ender. It's hitting this middle zone, Stevie.
May I
please
pop one more suggestion in? Have you ever heard Ray of Light by Madonna? That is excellent.
Can you try that for us?
Karaoke. Because it absolutely kicks off. Zephyr in the sky at night, I wonder, do my fears of... And because it's well, the best bit. And then the end, she goes, ah!
No, for our people, we must know we can't get that.
But you can't get that for Celine Dion either.
We know, but
okay.
Humorously.
But that's a humor one. Okay,
no, it's too hard. That's too hard for us. I'm sorry. It's got to be, if you're going for humor up here... It's really you've got to believe. Madonna, I'm sorry, is in this middle group.
Little Mermaid?
Yeah, humour. Up that goes.
Okay.
Oh, part of
that
world. That's the thing. Anything that you can be like, la, da, da, da. You know, you can really belt. But Madonna is this like, you got to be classic. You know, that's hard. That's this thing that like feels like it's going to be fun.
Okay.
Because she made it fun. That's what it is. Is that your thing? That performance seemed fun. I could be fun. No, no, no.
Yeah.
You will fail.
Yeah.
You will fail. And then below Brandon, this bottom section is the Sweet Carolines, the Hey Jesus, the stuff. You're like, oh, that's a crowd pleaser. No, it's not.
It's a boring one that everyone will be like, yeah, is this the way to
Amarillo? You'll give it a go
on.
For a minute, but ultimately we've lost interest. We're going
to
the bar during this, and there's nothing worse.
Oh my God, when you stand up and everyone goes to the bar. Especially if you're in a booth with your friends and they've all left.
Yeah, that's the thing about the Sweet Carolines, the Hey Jesus. No one's... cringing, no one's recoiling inside. No. No one's like, oh my God, I can't believe it. They're like, oh, they'll be fine. I'm going to the bar. Whereas we want to get this, the crowd pleasers.
Well, also as well, I'm offering suggestions that are being shot down, but I do have my go-to three, which do work.
Whereas that's my that's what I'm saying for you.
Yeah.
If I may, a beautiful singer.
That's not true.
Okay, a singer.
Thank you.
Okay, so I would say you're exactly right. If you can make the fun, you should stay there. Okay. You can do it.
Oh my God.
We can't.
Wow.
But you can.
Okay,
you know
can.
Those like little bits that what makes that the difference between that being a fun song and not. You know.
Interesting. Okay.
So when yours these Madonna, the Ray of Lights, these bits for you, yes, Stevie. That's
Enjoy.
Your that's your place. Whereas if you went for Part of Their World, Celine Dion,
yes,
everyone would be like, Stevie,
boring.
What are you doing? Because
yes.
we know you can do it. Me and Camille, up we go. Let us fly.
Yes.
You need to stay here.
That's so good. Right. So identify what type of... I mean, finally, we've got a tip at the end.
But it's... as I clarified, this one was for my people.
I know, it is for people. But identify what sort of singer you are and react accordingly.
Yeah.
If you can't sing, push it to its absolute limit in a fun way,
or
to
remain with the Brendans,
or remain with you with your Eminem, lose yourself, your Brendan Flower, your like easy going songs that are fun.
And goes, yeah.
I love the song. The crowd
and I'm in
will do
the crowd
work.
Doing the work.
They can all sing along too. Yes, go for that middle ground.
No, go for the middle ground.
Yeah,
don't go for it. But if you know your middle ground, get in there, baby.
Get in there.
I don't want to hear anybody touching. The Hey Judes.
No one's doing the Beatles. It's just boring.
And if you know that you're the final song of the night, get in that, throw the window wide.
Why, what day
in a year will see me right.
Hold me down.
That's instead, if people are like, let's do Wonderwall as the last one, be like, oh, I know.
Hold me down.
I'm
on
hold
much.
Me down. And so, that's the thing. You know, at the end, don't open with that. Know your place.
Know your place.
Know the theme. Know the night. Know yourself.
Wow. This has been a really great episode. And see you down at
I
the karaoke bar.
I feel much calmer.
I do as well.
Because I have been really upset about it.
Yeah.
Even though I'm rarely invited
Wait, so
to
just,
a karaoke.
Have you done one then? Have you,
Never.
So this is, you're going to take
me
this
talking
into
it out
your
with
life.
You. Before
okay.
I wanted to talk it out with you before I attempted it.
And which one are you going to suggest? Which are you going to go for Celine Dion?
As my first one out the door, I'm going to start with The Killers.
Yes.
Who's a soldier? You?
Who's a soldier? And have you got a soul?
And next one,
Flashes of Light.
Flashes of Light.
Really great.
Yeah.
I cannot wait. Cannot wait.
Do you want to go to karaoke?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I would genuinely like to go to Christmas party karaoke.
Let's go.
Thank you for listening. If you want to subscribe to the Patreon, you could see the video version of that, which is entertaining. Patreon.com/nobodypanic. And we're at Nobody Panic Pod. And have a lovely week and see.
If you've got an amazing one that you know is a banger, let us know.
Tweet.
We'll bloody tweet.
Bloody tweet.
Thank you so much. A done day like this year.
We'll see you all
over our goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.